Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Artillery and rocket fire continue as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border with Gaza.
As the fighting rages, food, water, and medical supplies are in short supply in Gaza. The death toll has surpassed 4,100 since the Israeli-Hamas war began on October 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. Biden was invited to Egypt for an international summit on Saturday that focuses on the future of the Palestinians, but it's unclear if he would make any additional stops should he choose to make the trip to Israel. 2,000 U.S. troops are being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say the troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The report comes just as the U.S. sends a second carrier strike group off the coast of Israel. As the UAW strike continues, the head of one automaker says it's time to make a deal.
The chairman of Ford is urging the United Auto Workers to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations.
We've offered a record contract which would make our UAW employees among the best paid manufacturing workers in the world.
Monday, Bill Ford cautioned that the ongoing UAW strike poses a significant threat to the future of both his company and the broader American automotive industry. The nationwide UAW strike against the Big Three automakers began on September 15th. I'm John Schaefer.
Two people were killed in a shooting in Brussels, Belgium yesterday that authorities described as a terrorist attack ahead of a soccer match. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket lines following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. Actors currently demonstrating outside Disney Studios in Burbank. Disney among the select major studios engaged in discussions with the actors union. The actors are advocating for updated wage scales to encompass streaming earnings, and they're seeking safeguards against the manipulation of actor likenesses and voices through artificial intelligence. The MLB postseason continued last night in the NLCS opener. Kyle Schwarber homered on the first pitch of the first inning, and the Phillies never looked back en route to a 5-3 win over the visiting Diamondbacks. Nick Castellanos became just the second player in history to hit five postseason home runs in a three-game span. That series continues tonight with Game 2 in Philadelphia. In the ALCS, the Rangers remained undefeated in the postseason with a 5-4 win over the Astros in Houston. Texas takes its 2-0 series lead home for Game 3 in Arlington tomorrow night. Taco Bell apparently has the shortest wait at the fast food drive-thru. That's according to a new study everybody. QRS Magazine out with their annual drive-thru report, which found Taco Bell drive-thru customers wait an average of about 4 minutes. Chick-fil-A, however, has the longest average wait at around 7 minutes. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez and we are live. You know, so much is still lingering since the 2020 elections, and this sense of doubt and lack of faith. Can 2024 be a different process where most of America, let's say a majority of America, would have a sense of confidence that we, in fact, experienced a free and fair election? I mean, even to this day, 3 years later than 2020, you've got 61% of the country saying that they doubt the results of the 2020 election. Of course, what we're living with right now exacerbates, I guess, that perception and that opinion. Well, Joe Fried, who was one of our first guests on our TV series, is back with us. Joe is an accountant. And you've got to love accountants. You got to love CPAs because they're numbers people. They know when one and one doesn't equal two any longer. They know instinctively, they know by experience when the numbers are being fudged. And you love to have people like this can break down the science, the real science of numbers and the validity of numbers. And Joe did that extensively and quite effectively in his book, Debunked, An Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election and the Lessons Learned. Well, since then, he has now written a new book called How Elections Are Stolen, and Here Are 23 Ways. Identifying election problems is easy. In his last book, as I mentioned, called Debunked, Joe Fried identified many serious problems multiple times. He says the difficult part is finding solutions, ones that have a chance of succeeding. Even simple solutions can be elusive when the wrong people are in charge of our elections. Unfortunately, some state leaders want anything but election integrity. I know that might be hard for some people to understand. I know when I have conversations about this topic, people are still blatantly ignorant, and they choose to be so because there is information, whether it's Joe's book, other documentation, that only raises the suspicion that 2020 was a compromised event, that it wasn't free and fair. As I said, some state leaders still insist on anything but election integrity. What they're concerned about is the outcome, not the process. In his new book, he describes 23 serious problems that undermine the integrity of our elections. Possible solutions are presented, and some which can be implemented fairly easily if you have a want to. Joe Fried, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Well, it's first of all, congratulations on Debunked. At every turn, after you and I talked, it seemed like everybody wanted to interview you and get the facts, because the fact of the matter is people are still confused and wondering, okay, what happened in 2020, right?
That's true. And You know, if I can talk briefly about what you were talking about the lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talked the other day about this a little, about this trial I'm associated with. And I'm mm-hmm. not going to name names because it's still going on.
Right.
But it's instructive, and I think your audience needs to hear this. For one of the people who's being accused of wrongdoing on January 6th and in Georgia and so forth has been trying to get me as a witness for his trial
mm-hmm.
for months, and it's been blocked repeatedly. And just a couple weeks ago, I thought before the judge to give testimony, and it was blocked again. The prosecutors objected. I never got to answer a single question. It was all just objecting to me and my qualifications. So now I have to brag a little because I'll show you how absurd that was.
Mm-hmm.
My audit qualifications are, on paper at least, they're like as good as you can have because for 28 years, I was authorized by the American Institute of CPAs to peer review, to review the quality of work of other CPA auditors.
Mm-hmm.
I did that probably more than 1,000 times.
Wow.
1,000 times, hundreds of firms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, about the most important thing you can do because that affects their licensing, whether they will be allowed to continue as audit firms.
Mm-hmm.
How many other CPAs are traveling at the level that you're traveling in, having audited as many other CPAs as you? Would you say you're probably in the top 1% of all CPAs?
I probably, in terms of the numbers, in the top 1/100th of 1%. I mean, I admit I was not doing huge corporations. I was with Ernst & Young for 5 years, where
right.
we did work on big stuff. But my peer reviews were of primarily smaller CPA firms, audit firms.
Mm-hmm.
But still, in terms of the sheer volume of work and the standards I had to review, I mean, I'm reviewing their quality control standards, the generally accepted audit. And I also did it at the governmental level, where I was reviewing Office of Management and Budget standards and general government accountability, GAO standards, in other words.
Right.
So all I'm trying to say is, it's absurd, but they were saying they didn't think I really knew enough about audits that I should challenge.
That you had the credibility. Joe, one other question before you finish the statement, though, is how often were your reports rejected or challenged or negated?
Really, never. I mean, there's always the review you do can be questioned, and there were
right.
sometimes there'll be a technical peer reviewer who will say, did you consider this or did you consider that? I've mm-hmm. never had one out and out rejected ever.
Right.
So that's that. Now, on the election front, not only do I have the two books, but I've published in the last 2 years over 25 articles with American Thinker, with the Western mm-hmm. Journal, and others. So, but they can't find anything. And I'll tell you why they won't let me talk. Because months ago, I was deposed. And during those hours of deposition, they learned what I was going to say. And they do not want, this is a televised trial, and they do not want it spoken. That's exactly. the only reason I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
There's no jury involved. It's just a judge. But they do not want the public to hear.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say. Sometime have me back on, Bill, and I'll, when it's all over, maybe I can say a little more about the ins and outs. I can't even watch the trial, by the way, because I'm a potential witness.
Right.
But I've sort of pieced together in my mind what's going on from some of the feedback I've gotten.
Well, it's not only your experience, but we see what's going on, you know, with our government, FBI interference, social media interference. This has been a weaponized process through every three-letter agency of our government. And as I said, social media, mainstream media, there is a specific agenda and narrative that must be spoken of. If not, you will be canceled. Whether we're talking, you know, climate change, whether we're talking the border, the idea of freedom of the press seems to be more and more, Joe Fried, in the rearview mirror.
That is for sure. And I was thinking before I came on your show, I went back, and by the way, if people want to hear the first show, it's on my Substack. You can still listen to that one. You have it too, I'm sure. But
yes.
And because I wanted to see what we covered last time, so I wouldn't be too redundant, although I imagine you have new people that keep joining your show, so that may be new for some people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Missed the first interview, of course, on Joe's Substack on our site at BillMartinezShow.com. You can download it and watch it at your convenience. It is just as pertinent today as it was then, right, Joe?
That's correct. Well, let me If you want, I'll get right into it, Bill.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. In Pennsylvania, I'm going to go through as many states as I can. These are the swing states, the critical states. And in Pennsylvania, we talked about Jesse Morgan, the truck driver who, and I'm going to get back into that because that's a very interesting story. But
yes.
First, I want to talk about something that I failed to talk about the first time. And do you know something? It's maybe the single most important election issue from 2020. So I hope your audience really focuses on this because this is really critical. This one incident I'm about to explain to you really meant that the Pennsylvania election was not certifiable. Not certifiable.
Mm.
Here's what it is. The voter deficit. Now, what is a voter deficit? When you have more ballots than you have voters, that's a voter deficit. And here's what happened. On December 28th of 20, this is almost 2 months after the election, some of the legislators from Pennsylvania, that would be Frank Ryan and Russ Diamond, put out a press release. And it was on behalf of themselves and 13 or 14 other legislators. So this was like the combined view of 15 or 16 Pennsylvania legislators. And they were very concerned because in 9 days they were going to have January 6th and the certification of the national election. And they said, what's going on? We certified, Pennsylvania certified its election very early.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks after the election. All right, the election's November 3rd. On November 24th, that's just 3 weeks later, Pennsylvania certified that Joe Biden won. And they said, now here it is. Now it's December 28th, so it's a month and 4 days later.
Right.
And they're putting out a press release saying we are deeply concerned because it's come to our attention that there's hundreds of thousands more ballots than voters. And they had an exact number, 202,377. 202,377. They didn't say their source. I think I know the source, but apparently they didn't want to say it.
Right.
So anyway, if you think that was baloney, the next day, in a backhanded way, the Secretary of State's office confirmed it. They sent out on the 29th, a day later, they sent out this very nasty response accusing them of being spreading misinformation, election conspiracies, of being ignorant and not knowing anything about the way it works. And then they put in this statement. They said, we don't know where you got your information, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Diamond, but we do know that some of our large counties have not yet put their voter information into the registration system. And
how could they certify the vote then?
Good question. And then they added, Bill, they added this. They said, the important thing is that we got the votes in. That's what counts. We can add and match the voters to the registration system later. Now, this is already two months after the election. They still haven't been able to match them.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, it is unbelievable. Let me explain something, digress for a second here for your viewers. We're talking really the mail-in votes. That's really what we're talking because the people who walk in person usually are pretty honest.
Right.
And they have ID.
Yeah. Well, and usually that one person is attached to a ballot.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's easy. It's hard to commit fraud in person.
Right.
But, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I lost my train of thought. I'm glad I remembered. Here's the process, how it's supposed to work. And the mail-in ballot, they send in the mail-in ballot. It's in an envelope. It's sealed up.
Right.
On the outer part of the envelope, in Pennsylvania at least, this is how it works. They scan a barcode, and that puts it into the registration system. Now, why is that important? Well, one, you got to make sure the guy's a legitimate registered voter in Pennsylvania, not in California or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that's the only way you know that he doesn't vote multiple times, because once you put him in, he can't vote again because you'll see it.
Right.
Okay. But once you do that, you open up the envelope, and you take out this ballot, which is totally anonymous. Nobody ever in any state ever puts their name directly on the vote. So you don't know. That way, if it's a vote for Joe Biden or a vote for Donald Trump, you won't know that so-and-so voted for Donald Trump or Biden. That's always anonymous.
The envelope that contained the ballot is separated from the ballot. That's set aside. The ballot's taken differently. So it's no longer identified with the voter. But I thought the barcode, doesn't the barcode carry on to the ballot itself?
No. And so, Bill, what would happen is this. If you were to do it the way they're doing it, which is to vote first,
yes,
and then a week later or a month later, scan that. What if it doesn't scan in? You know, it's like at the supermarket, you buy a package of hot dogs and they can't scan it for some whatever reason.
Right.
Well, in this case, if it doesn't scan, it might be an illegitimate voter. But you can't go back and retrieve the ballot. You don't know whose ballot that was. It's not associated with that envelope anymore. Once it's taken away, there's no connection anymore. No way to connect it. So,
well, why can't you just pull the ballot out of the count?
Because you don't know which ballot it is. You see, they don't match. If they did that, it wouldn't be anonymous. If you had a ballot envelope with your name on it, and they could later say, oh, we see Bill Martinez voted for Joe Biden or for Donald Trump, because we can match that. You see, they don't want any possibility that your vote can be identified. So they deliberately keep it totally anonymous. There's no way to trace the ballot ever into the identification on the envelope. So this is what I think happened. I'll tell you the truth. This is my theory. Now I'm just talking. What I said so far is factual.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. Before I give you my theory, I better take the next step.
Okay.
After reading those two things, VerityVote, a very fine analytical firm in Pennsylvania, amazingly good firm, Heather Honey runs it. I stumbled on one of their reports, and it was amazing. They reported that they had been tracking the voters in Pennsylvania week by week, from all the way from October to February of the next year, week by week. And this is how it works. They have a system, their registration system special in Pennsylvania. It's not just all the voters that are registered, but then there's a subcategory, all the voters that are registered who actually voted in the last election.
If I might interject, is that when somebody has integrity and they're honest, they give you this information. Anybody else, if you ask for this information, they go pounds, but go get a FOIA request or go get a court order. There's no way I'm going to pass that on to you, right?
I'll tell you, their work papers are meticulous, and they put CPA firms to shame. I mean, it was so well done, so tight, no mistakes that I could see. And I can now let me give you my theory. That everything I said so far is factual. Those are just facts, okay?
Right.
That, in other words, we can say factually, they had not properly, should not have certified when they did on November 24th. The state, that when Frank Ryan and Russ Diamond wrote to them on the 28th of December, they were out of balance, and that even when they finished, they were out of balance. They did not have, they could not cover those ballots with voters. They didn't have, that did not have enough. That's a fact.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said,
hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?
And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense.
Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire continue as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border with Gaza. The death toll has surpassed 4,100. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. 2,000 U.S. troops being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say those troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The UAW strike continues. The head of one automaker says it's time to make a deal. The chairman of Ford urging the UAW to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
They knew of this discrepancy, but yet on January the 6th, they went to D.C. and certified these numbers, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why, obviously, this testimony is important to people.
Yes.
But if they're blocking this testimony, they won't let Verity Vo testify in the particular trial I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. They won't let me testify. I wonder why, because they don't want to hear this. And then what are they going to say when, you know, when an auditor who's peer reviewed 1,000 other firms says, wait a minute, this is real.
Yes.
This is not a theory. Now, here is a theory. How did it happen? Maybe the Secretary of State's office wasn't so dishonest to begin with. I think this is what happened. Right after the election, if you recall, Donald Trump was up almost 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They knew they had just 3 short weeks before their certification in the state of Pennsylvania. And they were probably in a panic. They were thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen if in 3 short weeks Donald Trump's is still up, say, 50,000 votes or is out of 700,000? It's very easy. So they couldn't take any shit. They just pushed everything through. And I have a feeling when they tried to scan some of those barcodes, for whatever reason, they weren't working. It might have been their computer didn't have enough computer power. It might have been that they had so many mismatches that it was slowing them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a mismatch. It's not working. What's going on? It's freezing the system. But whatever happened, they may have started off with legitimate purposes. I think in the end, they became very dishonest. They were covering it up. Can you imagine the chutzpah to go through your certification and not tell your legislators, hey, guess what? We have a problem here. We're going to certify the election, but we don't know for sure that we have all the voters identified properly. They just thought they could squeak by.
Yeah.
And thanks to Verity Vote, we know that they did this. That's the only reason we know it.
Well, they must have been, see, again, like you and I talked about before. See, I think there's a chairman of the board in all this collusion. Mm-hmm. We don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you do, but I don't know that we've been able to discern who was in charge, who orchestrated this whole program.
Yeah.
Because to get, what was it, 7 states to shut down all about at the same time?
Yeah.
You know, for an extended period of time so that they could reset the machines and the votes and the count. And when they shut everything down, here's Trump ahead in these 7 key states. And then by the time they reset the next morning, it's turned upside down on its head. On its face, it's extremely suspicious.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Dinesh D'Souza said, you know, he told me, Joe, when he went to jail and he met with, you know, his fellow convicts, the everyday mantra was the con never gives up the con. They, you know, the convict never gives up the con. And
yeah.
This is what's going on here. We have not been able to penetrate the cabal and the whole, mechanism of voter fraud in 2020. We just haven't been able to bust it open. We can see all the smoke and look at the facts and the numbers and say they don't add up. But whether it's the Supreme Court or judges or state houses, nobody is willing to take this up because of the power of the administrative state. Let's leave it at that. The deep state has such a stranglehold on these state houses, and they're scared to death to come back and say, hey, there was definitely a problem. There was fraud. And until somebody takes it seriously enough to indict these people, like you said, I mean, this is blatant cheating. This isn't an accident. They did this on purpose because they were told to do this, not only them, but others. And when they're, you know, you got a cabal going and you've got, I don't know, maybe there could have been, you know, 1,000 people involved, maybe 100, but they were all on the same team and they all had the same objective. And the objective was to make sure that Joe Biden won and Donald Trump lost. That was the objective, right?
That's right. I don't know who's behind it. I will say one thing, though, that's interesting. Bill, I started to talk about this at the beginning of the show about how they didn't want me to be testifying in public.
Right.
These trials that are coming up in the January 6th trial, the Fannie Willis's thing in Georgia, I think scare them. They're scared that they don't want to hear this information. And so I wonder what they're going to do about that because, you know, they're going to obviously try to object to everybody.
Of course.
I wasn't, by the way, the only one they were blocking. They blocked, like, from what I got gathered, I may be wrong, but it sounds like 13 people were blocked on this trial. So they just don't want anybody talking about election fraud.
Well, of course, you're blocked. The media's blocked. Partial is with the media. It's partial acceptance because they're part and parcel and joined at the hip with this cabal to keep us all, you know, blindfolded, you know, kept in the dark over it. And this is why you can't have a conversation with a fellow citizen who is now been, you know, indoctrinated to such a degree that they can't even accept any kind of question whatsoever. And you can ask them in the nicest way, in the least offensive way of how did you come to that conclusion? And boy, I'll tell you, the ire gets wound up really quick. And then, you know, they're attacking us for asking a reasonable question, you know, and when I get that kind of response, I just figure, you know what, you're not interested in the truth. And so let's just stop here and move on and we'll talk about the sunshine and unicorns.
Well, I say thank God for shows like yours, Bill, because thank you for putting this on. I know it takes some courage because you will get pushback just for having me on.
We've gotten pushback 3 ways to Sunday. We've been canceled. There are some. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, with a TV show, we have to be careful because YouTube, you know, if they don't agree and they say it violates their, you know, community guidelines or whatever, and what are we violating? All we're trying to do is elevate the intellect of the listener.
Yeah.
You know, we want to bless you with some information. We're not coming down from the mountain on high with our hair aglow saying we just talked to God and this is what he told us. No, this is the evidence that has been procured. Now it's up to you. Own your own knowledge. Don't take our word from it. But I also say don't take the word of 8-second sound bites in some of these, you know, media talking heads that want to tell you one thing, but there's nothing to back it up. There's no evidence right. other than them just telling you, well, Joe, you know, you got to believe this because we say so, right?
That's right. And Bill, I don't think you or I are even proclaiming ever that Trump won necessarily. We're just saying there should have been a resolution of some of these
exactly.
issues. That's what I'm saying anyway, that there should have been
you can't have people wandering around going, I mean, you know, you had Stacey Abrams for, you know, I think she's still insisting that she should be governor of Georgia.
Right.
And she lost by 80,000. It was so outrageous. People just they didn't give it any credibility whatsoever. But I think that if Stacey Abrams had the backing that Joe Biden had, and that had Jeff Kemp had been Governor Kemp had been maligned as badly as Donald Trump had been, I think, you know, she could have some standing and some force behind her. But everything that led up to the 2020 election, with 95% of the media reporting negatively about Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't have a leg to stand on. I mean, he had lots of legs. I mean, you know, here it is. He gets, what, 10 million more votes than he did in 2016.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, you see Trump-Pence signs. I traveled through, 12 states the month before the election. And, Joe, I only saw three signs for Biden-Harris, three signs in all of 12 states as I was traveling, where, you know, comparatively, Donald Trump, we're seeing, you know, signs and posters and, you know, his rallies. You had thousands of people attending his rallies, and Joe Biden was lucky to get a dozen people, right? But we're supposed to believe on its face that Joe Biden was able to get 82 million votes. Well, it seems, excuse me for questioning, the common sense, just matrix here and what we're looking at, the specific benchmarks, right?
I saw the same thing that you did. It's mostly Trump signs were up and very few Biden. There was very little enthusiasm, it seemed, for Biden, at least in that last election. I think there's less now, a lot less.
Right.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're talking with Joe Fried. He's the author of the book, How Elections Are Stolen, and he's going to talk about 23 ways. Of course, we're going to have to do it with some rapidity because we have only about 20 or so minutes left. He's also the author of the book, Debunked, An Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election and the Lessons Learned. If you're serious about understanding what happened, I mean, it's up to you. 61% of the country is walking in a haze wondering what the heck happened. We suspect that there was some shenanigans taking place. This book, Debunked, it may keep you up for a couple nights, but it will settle you because then you'll realize the truth, something that our government has not been interested in. You know, we spent time impeaching the president, but how much time did we spend, Joe, even to this day? Have we spent any time, any of our taxpayer money, has any of that gone to investigate the 2020 elections on a federal level?
I know, not on a federal level, some on the state level.
Exactly.
And they were, in fact, remember in Wisconsin, they had a special counsel, the Mike Gableman.
Right.
Now, look, I have a reason for saying this. Mike Gableman was a former Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Pretty high position, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, I would think so.
And then, I think they're term limited there. When he left, they appointed him special counsel to investigate and audit the 2020 election, which he did for months.
Right.
He reached the conclusion that it shouldn't have been certified.
In Guess Wisconsin.
What? Wow. In the trial I was referring to where I said that they blocked me because they said I wasn't expert enough, they blocked him, too. They said he wasn't expert enough. I mean, who could be more expert than the Chief Justice who actually was the special counsel investigating it?
Right.
The judge actually reprimanded him and said, and I got this from here, you might say after the fact because I can't listen to the trial. It told him that he is not allowed to give an opinion on this case because he's not an expert. So this is what we're up against. They're shutting down everybody, and even in the courtrooms they're shutting them down.
It's amazing, Joe. Here you have somebody of this background and credibility. He's not allowed to say something, but yet every night on television there's talking heads that all they know about is spouting off the news, but yet they have acceptable credibility?
Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, all right. I digress here. I got to hurry up now. We talked about, I'll just wrap up Pennsylvania with Jesse Morgan again.
Okay.
For the people that didn't hear it the first time. Jesse Morgan, truck driver, drove not just a little truck, but one of those big 18-wheelers. I think it was an 18-wheeler.
Right.
He had a regular route. The route was from Long Island, New York, all the way to the capital of Pennsylvania, that's Harrisburg, down to Lancaster and back. That was his normal route.
Right.
Now, one day he's going, it's October 21st, right before the election. And they're loading up his trailer, as they usually do. They put the Lancaster mail in the front, and then they put behind it the Harrisburg mail, which was, he said, 95% of the load was Harrisburg.
Right.
And the guy says that's loading it. He says, boy, somebody wants to vote. You've got ballots here. So he looks in these, he says 24 big Gaylords. A Gaylord is like a 4x4x4 cube. And in the Gaylords, they have stacks of trays. Mm-hmm. And each tray can hold a row of envelopes, many rows of envelopes. Okay, so right. Visualize this is stacked with envelopes. He looks at them, and they're all for the election center in Pennsylvania, and they have, some of them have handwritten return addresses. He says, I know they were filled out because the return addresses were all different.
Right.
So anyway, he gets, everything's normal. He gets to Harrisburg, and they won't let him unload. And he's waiting for hours, 6 hours. Normally what they would happen is he'd get in there, they take the Harrisburg mail off, he'd keep going and then go to Lancaster where they take the Lancaster mail.
Right.
So after 6 hours, he's steamed up, he goes in the building, he asks the expediter, what's going on? She said, you'll have to talk to the postal supervisor. He goes to the postal supervisor, who he said was very rude to him, and said, just take your load to Lancaster. And he said, what are you talking about? I'm here in Harrisburg, I've got almost all of my mail is Harrisburg.
Right.
I don't care. Take it to Lancaster. So he said, well, all right. Well, give me my paperwork, because you always get paperwork. You know, it tells you what you're taking to where.
Right.
No, I'm not giving you any. So then he says, well, I've been sitting for 6 hours. I want something to show that so that I get late pay.
Yes.
No, I'm not giving you that. So he takes it. He drives off to Lancaster. He has no choice, really.
Mm-hmm.
Parks, it's late in the day, he decouples the trailer from the truck,
mm-hmm.
parks the trailer in the normal spot he parks it in. Next morning he gets back, it's gone. And that was a big story. A lot of people missed it because if you were watching ABC News or something, you never would have heard the story. But if you were watching the free press,
right. Well, it goes back to what I've always said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And unfortunately, too many opinions replaced facts that were needed. And this is why you've got so many Americans, the majority of the country still yeah. believes that the 2020 election was illegitimate, and that, President Biden is an illegitimate president. But they don't care, because yeah. they got what they want. And that's all that matters. That's the problem with power and control. It yeah. will step on truth. It will ignore integrity. It ignores the consent of the governed. It ignores all things that have to do with the Constitution. Well, Joe Freed, I can tell you, you've got to come back, because we've only got about 5 minutes left. And I don't know that we can even begin to do justice to your new book, How Elections Are Stolen, the 23 Ways. But I'm going to let you just give us a real quick summary and kind of tease the audience, because, you will definitely come back as we continue this conversation. And I knew there were going to be updates since we talked, several months back, that there would be more information, and you didn't disappoint me or our audience. So we thank you for coming, loaded for bear. I just wish we had more time to unravel more things.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank God there's people like you that are letting me, big mouths like me, talk. I appreciate it. Well, all right, real quick. Here's some of the things in my new book that it's not a huge book. It's small compared to Debunked. It's only mm-hmm. about 45% as big, maybe, in terms of
right.
words. But it's organized in a different way. This is more like an action book, saying, here's a checklist of problems and a checklist of possible solutions. Some of those solutions are tough. Some are easy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, harvesting is a big problem still. Fortunately, right. you've got this group. Jay Valentin is running this group called Omega for America. Omega, the number four, America. Mm-hmm. And they are using, he's a high-tech guy who's using his something called fractal programming. He claims it is like 1,000 times faster than ordinary programming. It's very fast. They're going in and they're matching registration lists to things like real estate lists and other sources that are very solid, so they can match a voter and an address. Mm-hmm. And they are finding all sorts of problems. I mean, he says with one stroke of the key, they'll find like 1,000 people at the same post office box, or 1,000 people registered at the same parking lot. Then what they're doing this ahead of the election. If they're going to the Secretary of State or Board of Elections, whatever, it varies by state. And he's saying, here's, you've got a problem and you better fix it, because if you don't fix it, then there's going to be blowback after the election. Right. So these guys
are apolitical.
Yeah, they are. They're apolitical. They're check people.
Right.
And if you can get Jay Valentine on your show, by the way, he's a wonderful guy. He's a very busy guy, but Jay Valentine.
Okay. And
by the way, his articles, he's all over the American Thinker. He has written 100 things on that, and it'll give you a flavor for what he's like.
Okay.
He's a very entertaining, very good guy to have talk to, and very knowledgeable. I mean, he's got knowledge I can only dream of. Okay, so he's a great guy to have. Here's another thing they never put in. They didn't want to mention that the most authoritative website you can have for this sort of cell phone stuff is a website called GPS.gov. It's the official one for the federal government.
Uh-huh.
And right on that, if you look at accuracy, they have a couple pages on accuracy, GPS.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's three elements in cell phones. There's GPS, there's Wi-Fi, and then there's the cell phone triangularization.
Mm-hmm.
But the most accurate is the GPS.
Yes, right.
They said that the GPS was typically accurate to 16 feet, not as accurate if there's trees and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is the thing, Bill, if you added a second signal, the 16 feet dropped to centimeters. Centimeters, there's 2.5 of those in an inch. And if it's a stationary object that you're monitoring for a few days, like a Dropbox, for example,
yeah. Right.
Millimeters. I can't even show that with my fingers.
It's
they didn't want to bring that up, that how much finer multiple signaling can be.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, Joe, we've got to leave it there. Like I said, so much more to talk about. Look forward to having you back, and we'll get deeper into your book, How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 Ways. Joe Fried has been our guest, the author of Debunked as well. An auditor reviews the 2020 elections and the lessons learned. Joe is a CPA, and he brings his brilliance to this discussion as it continues, because it should, because that's what happens, Joe. When a lie has been perpetrated, it just nags at us until the truth finally comes out, right?
That's right. And I think in the long run, the truth will come out.
Amen to that. I'm telling you, Joe Fried, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. Godspeed. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Take care.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.